Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 25th, 2024. What kind of prayer? Question: how can we influence all people from within ourselves without going out to the people? Answer: we can achieve this only if we can raise our prayer to the Creator. Question: what kind of prayer? Answer: that is what we need to figure out so that our prayer is so unified that it can ascend to the Creator. In this way, we implore Him to fulfill our desire. What do we turn to the Creator with? To reveal among us what we need. And this is not just a matter of words, but it is an urgent need. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 14, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, The Freedom. The essence of Passover. Question: what is the true deficiency, Hisaron, born in the struggle of exile and redemption that leads to true prayer? Answer: the true Hisaron, or deficiency, arises in a person through the process of studying what exile is, why we ended up there, and how to escape from it. This is the essence of Passover. Passover, from the word Pesach, Pesach, means a transition from one state to another, from a state of exile to a state of redemption from egoism. Passover night symbolizes the feeling of being exiled into egoism. Therefore, for hundreds of years until the final correction, Gam HaTikun, the exodus from Egypt represents the final night of Passover, when we finally exit egoism and become free people. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 14, 2024. Writings of Rabash concerning the exodus from Egypt. The measure of correcting egoism. Question: how can you understand the extent of your evil and ask for the measure of its correction? How can you get out of this state? Answer: to the extent that we can reveal egoism in ourselves, we can ask the Creator to correct it. Otherwise, it will be a request for something empty. Therefore, we must work on ourselves, our desires, and our relationship with our friends to feel how much we are at the mercy of egoism. And then ask the Creator to take us out from under the power of the ego. That is called the way out of the Egyptian exile. Question: is there a point of no return to the ego? I do not want to return to egoism again. Answer: there is no point of no return. Together, we must ask the Creator for one thing: to rise from egoism to Him. It is only through our prayers that He will give us more strength so we can resist our ego. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 8, 2024. Writings of Rabash, The Time of Redemption. Something to think about. Question: how does the feeling of exile arise in a person? Answer: as a person desires to exit egoism, to distance from it, the feeling of being in exile is born within him. It turns out that one is in egoism and hates it at the same time. Question: Pharaoh rules over us through egoistic pleasures, and it seems that we cannot enter holiness until we rid ourselves of them. Is that correct? Answer: no, do not think about it. We just should not be slaves to pleasures. This is something to think about. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 9, 2024. Writings of Rabash, The Need for an Act from Below. What does it take to get out of Egypt? Question: if I am aware of my egoism and lowliness and want to connect with my friends, is this enough to get out of Egypt? Answer: no, you must feel that you are in Egypt, in egoism, and cannot break free from it. Question: what should you do when you find yourself in selfish pleasure and realize you have no aversion to it? Answer: you need to keep working. You already have an awareness of being in egoism, but have no aversion to it yet. Recognition of evil is when you feel you are in it, but you still agree to it. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 9, 2024. Writings of Rabash, The Need for an Act from Below. Feeling like you are in Egypt? Question. When the sons of Israel felt a great emptiness, they cried out to the Creator. This cry came out of them automatically. What was their freedom of choice? Answer. They had freedom of choice before when they were in Egypt. Now, the Creator has gathered them and pulled them to Him. Therefore, they are under the full power of the Creator. We must understand that we do not yet feel like we are in the desert. We do not feel that we have nothing to eat. Therefore, we cannot cry out to the Creator asking where the food we ate in Egypt is. We do not yet feel Egypt. Question. What is the difference between Israel and the nations of the world? Is it that the people of the world in this situation would not turn to the Creator? Answer. No, the nations of the world are those who do not feel related to the Creator at all. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 12, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. And it came to pass in the course of those many days, the speed of coming out of exile. Question. How can the entire world group come out of exile correctly? Answer. According to your desire, to the extent that you unite with your friends and together want to eliminate the force of evil, the Pharaoh, who always draws you back to Egypt, to your egoism, to the desire to receive, to that extent you can gradually, over some time, reach a state where the force of the Pharaoh disappears. Question. Does staying in exile necessarily have to be a prolonged process? Can we make it fast or even instantaneous? Answer. One cannot predict how quickly or slowly the exit from the egoistic state will be. It depends on your reaction. Everything that happens to us is done by the Creator. You must react and work together on your response to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, April 3, 2024. Writings of Rabash, The Meaning of Exile. The Task of a Lifetime. Question. How can spouses come to the feeling that they constitute a single entity? Answer. This task is given to them for their entire lives. They must achieve such unity between themselves that appears as perfection, that is, they should realize that they are a single whole that cannot be divided. Then, in this unity, they will reveal the Creator. Comment. There are situations where the sense of unity seems to appear, but then it disappears. It does not come once and for all. There must be constant returns to it, because a man and a woman are two opposite substances. My response. Yes, by their nature they are opposites of each other. These are two completely different egoists who have not received the right upbringing or intention to come together. But they somehow find each other and decide that they can be together as one entity. Internally, in their thoughts, feelings, and intentions, they must strive toward each other. From CAB TV's Man and Woman, March 19, 2024. Effort is work toward unity. Question. Where should we focus our efforts to avoid wasting energy on trivial matters? What should we increase our efforts in? Answer. You should strengthen your actions in uniting with your friends so that everyone is in the same desire, the same intention, and all increasingly strive toward the one Creator. Effort is the work of coming closer together toward a common center directed at the Creator. Pay attention to feeling that your friends in the group are very close to you, as if you constantly want to embrace them, and gradually you will begin to feel each other without words. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 27, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. His divorce and his hand come as one. Don't miss the opportunity to rise. Question. How do we work with the property of laziness when the heart is lazy to form a correct, sincere prayer? Answer. It is not easy. I think that for this it is necessary to unite the whole ten and unite together so that there is no place for laziness between you. It is necessary to fight against indifference and laziness with all your might because at these moments you miss the opportunity to rise spiritually. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson April 8, 2024. Writings of Rabash, The Time of Redemption. There is one answer to all questions. Question. Rabash begins the article Love of Friends, 1 with rhetorical questions. What are you seeking? Is this the question I should start my day with? Answer. Perhaps you have been thinking about this question for a long time, for many, many days, so you do not have to specifically start the day with this question. Basically, the article says that a person who is wondering about the path of life should ask himself, where am I going? What is my goal? And so on. Question. As a result of this work, should I develop the need for friends so that apart from my brothers I do not need anything else? Answer. It is very difficult. But in the end, you should get one answer to all your questions about spirituality. Unite with the ten, give your best to your friends, and reach the goal together with them. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson April 5, 2024. Writings of Rabash, Love of Friends, Part 1. Heartfelt Closeness. Question. Is it right to begin treating friends in the ten with the same trepidation with which we ask you questions? Answer. No, you should strive to understand and treat each other with an open heart. You do not need to hide anything from your friends or avoid them. Be as close to them in your heart as possible. Strive to help each other in the ten to strengthen the connection between you so that a common feeling is revealed in it in which you will feel the Creator. Question. Can trepidation be called an intermediate state between joy and fear? Answer. There is no such state as in between. It only seems that way to you. In any state, you should come to the point where it fills you, and you will know what it is. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 28, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, The Written Torah and the Oral Torah, Part 1. How can we attain the significance of the Creator? Question. How can all of Bnei Baruch, all the groups, attach themselves to the significance of the Creator that you possess? Answer. You should not strive for that. You should strive to establish a connection between yourselves and feel the Creator within this connection. Question. Where will you be in this process? Answer. I will be somewhere nearby. I say this very seriously. I do not want you to feel obligated or dependent on me. Your development should be free. Question. Can we, by awakening the significance of the Creator between us, use you as an example so the importance of the Creator you possess merges with ours? Answer. I am ready for that. You can use me however you like. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson April 2, 2024. Writings of Rabash. Justice, justice you shall pursue. Measure in the Torah. Question. What is the measure in the Torah, and how do we renew it? Answer. Everyone should constantly strive to ascend higher and higher on spiritual degrees with the help of the Torah, and then you will have constant renewal. So the measure is the part a person attains in their spiritual work. And each time, they should strive for even more. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 31, 2024. Writings of Rabash, Inheritance of the Land. Exile, separation from the Creator. Question. Is exile a feeling of only oneself? Is this what brings us suffering and distance from the Creator and leads us to death? Answer. Exile is a painful feeling for your ten when you turn away from him instead of being glued to the Creator. Question. The feeling of friends is life? Answer. Yes, It is a connection between you. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, April 4, 2024. Writings of Rabash the Creator and Israel went into exile.